Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 16th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 38 years ago, today, in 1986, the action blockbuster, Top Gun, was released in American theaters and had made Tom Cruise an international star. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect increasing wave heights throughout the week, building from waist-high surf on Friday morning and shoulder to head-high waves by the weekend. The southwest swell will provide occasional larger sets, including stomach-high waves on Friday and 1 to 2 feet overhead on Sunday. Mornings will offer cleaner conditions with light offshore wind, but expect a shift to onshore wind in the afternoons, increasing to 10 to 15 mile per hour and creating bumpier conditions. Thursday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking clean to fair at 2 to 3 feet until 11. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing tide, when the west-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the inshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be 1 feet at 11:30 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide just before 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 60 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:41 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:48. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with a high near 64 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 60. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday and Saturday will be cloudy with highs near 64. This weekend will be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 60s. Sunday will gradually become mostly sunny. Next week starts cloudy on Monday, then gradually becomes mostly sunny with a high near 63. Tuesday will be cloudy with a high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Encinitas is set to expand its network of automated license plate readers, proposing 17 new cameras. This initiative adds to 7 existing cameras installed in 2022 as part of a partnership with the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. The technology, aimed at capturing vehicle data to enhance security, has faced criticism from privacy advocates like the ACLU and Electronic Frontier Foundation. A class action lawsuit alleging misuse of location data by a company is underway. Despite privacy concerns, the city reports a 14% drop in crime due to these cameras. The city council will soon decide on this expansion, with the new installations costing $53,550 for a year. Now on to sports. University of Southern California spent nearly $20 million on Lincoln Riley during his first season as head football coach, according to federal tax returns. Riley received nearly $10 million in base salary and $9.6 million in other compensation including a $4.5 million buyout to the University of Oklahoma. Former defensive coordinator Alex Grinch, also hired from Oklahoma, earned a total of over $4.3 million. USC additionally paid nearly $4 million in severance to former coach Clay Helton. Overall, USC spent $28 million on coaching salaries in 2022. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home beat the Rockies 8-0. And tonight, there are no major sports in San Diego. Good night to do some yoga. In top news, in the first quarter, Berkshire Hathaway made several significant changes to its portfolio. It completely exited its position in HP, selling about 23 million shares, and reduced its holdings in Apple, Chevron, and Paramount Global. Specifically, Berkshire sold 116 million Apple shares, 56 million Paramount shares, and 3 million Chevron shares. Meanwhile, Berkshire increased its investment in Liberty Sirius XM by buying 35 million shares and also acquired 26 million shares of insurer Chubb, now holding a 6% stake worth approximately $6.6 billion. In business news, Soros Fund Management, founded by billionaire George Soros, sold its entire stake in New York Community Bank during the first quarter, divesting over $15 million. This move came amid a Fitch Ratings downgrade of the company into deeper junk territory, with the bank shares down 64% year-to-date. Conversely, Soros Fund Management increased its holdings in Google stock, adding over 270,000 shares to reach nearly 1.5 million shares, valued at around $225 million. In other news about this bank, news broke they are selling $5 billion worth of loans to JP Morgan. Interesting. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now 66,000. Ethereum is 3,000. And Solana is $160. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Dopamine drives us to undertake difficult tasks, such as marathons or challenging work projects, even without immediate rewards. This chemical messenger in our brains is linked to processing rewards and motivation. While dopamine is often associated with pleasure-seeking behaviors like smartphone use, it also encourages us to value and pursue challenging activities. Psychologist Michael Inslecht calls this the effort paradox, where we sometimes prefer hard work over easy, finding more satisfaction in tasks that require perseverance. This intrinsic motivation can foster a balanced, sustainable pursuit of challenges and rewards. And in entertainment news, Netflix will pay $150 million to air two NFL games on Christmas Day this year, featuring the Kansas City Chiefs vs. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens vs. Houston Texans. This is part of a three-year deal with the NFL, ensuring Netflix airs at least one Christmas Day game in the 2025 and 2026 seasons. The Chiefs, led by stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, will face the Steelers, potentially quarterbacked by Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. The Ravens-Texans game showcases MVP Lamar Jackson against offensive rookie of the year C.J. Stroud. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the opening credits of the most quotable movie of all time, Top Gun. On March 3, 1969, the United States Navy established an elite school for the top 1% of its pilots. Its purpose was to teach the lost art of aerial combat and to ensure that the handful of men who graduated were the best fighter pilots in the world. They succeeded. Today, the Navy calls it Fighter Weapons School. The Flyers call it Top Gun. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.